Star Review.
Rexall.
Presents the Rexall Parade of Stars, transcribed with a brilliant Hollywood cast, including Ken Murray, Judy Canova, John Conte, Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, and yours truly, Harlow Wilcox.
Rexall.
Offers this gay, sparkling, tuneful review to announce that next Wednesday is the opening day of Drugstrom's biggest bargain event, the Rexall Original 1 Cent Sale. The coast-to-coast sale in which you get two of our advertised items for the regular price of one, plus 1 cent. So sit back and enjoy our show. And don't forget that the Rexall Original 1 Cent Sale starts next Wednesday.
At your Rexall store.
Do you go to bed tired at night? Do you wake up tired in the morning? Do you suffer from that tired feeling? If so, let me prescribe the very thing you need. Our tired master of ceremonies, Ken Murray.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Well, folks, at least you got a full set of tires out of that. And as for you, Harlow Wilcox, I've got a right to be tired. I spent most of the night on guard duty.
My goodness, Ken, are there spies in your neighborhood?
No, Meredith. There's a sack of sugar in our basement.
Oh, Ken, you're kidding. Not a whole sack.
Well, almost. A mouse chewed a hole in the sack and carried off a pound of it.
Oh. Couldn't you catch him, Ken?
Sure, we caught him, but our cook let him get out of the trap. He bribed it with 10 grains.
Why, that's dishonest. I certainly hope you fired her.
Fired her? I did better than that, Hollow. I split 50-50.
Okay, you can laugh, but substitutes are cropping up everywhere.
Cotton for silk, plastic for metal.
What are those plastics made of, Ken?
Oh, stuff like wheat and corn and oats. Later on, they may even use plastic money.
Think of that, plastic money. Well, that shouldn't bother you, a fellow who's worked for peanuts.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's how the show's going to start. Play, Meredith.
Meredith Wilson's arrangement of everybody's favorite, Chattanooga Choo Choo. Say, Ken, I've been thinking over what you said about substitutes. Is that all true?
Absolutely, Hollow. Before long, we'll be making substitutes do most of the work. We'll even be eating substitutes.
Gee, my poor brother.
What about your poor brother, Meredith?
He's a substitute on a bowling team.
Well, I wouldn't worry about him too much. There's just one thing today that makes people worry until they get circles under their eyes, and those circles are shaped like automobile tires. You know, out near us, a woman heard a loud noise, and a neighbor rushed in and said, "Your husband just shot himself." And she said, "Thank goodness, I thought he had a puncture." Last week, I made out a check for $5 too much, but I didn't change it. Wear and tear on the eraser would have cost me more. They tell me that the soldiers have been instructed to pick up any rubber they find and turn it in. One company spent a whole day chasing Betty Grable in a rubber bathing suit. Another thing, the wealthy women. I was reading that some wealthy women are wearing wool stockings, but most girls prefer cotton. Their motto is, let the rich itch. But you know, folks, this situation won't last long because all the silkworms are swimming to America. Even a worm is ashamed to live in Japan.
John Conte gives voice to one of Meredith Wilson's own hit songs, Remember Hawaii. John Conte.
Sweet land of love and flowers, of peace and happy hours, will you remember Hawaii? Each night with darkness falling, you'll hear the island calling, will you remember Hawaii? Like a star returns to the sky, your aloha means farewell and not goodbye. For you each heart is praying, for you the world is saying, we will remember Hawaii. Like a star returns to the sky, your aloha means farewell and not goodbye. For you each heart is praying, for you the world is saying, we will.
Friends, remember next Wednesday. Why? Because next Wednesday is the opening day of the Rexall Original 1 Cent Sale, the big sale that has been held coast to coast for more than 28 years. This time, it's a bigger and a better sale than ever before. That means you'll have more of our advertised items than ever before from which to choose. All offered as usual at 2 for the regular price of 1 plus 1 cent. Think of taking the regular price of a big jar of cold cream, adding only a penny to it, and buying 2 big jars of that cold cream. Why, that's almost like getting the second jar for nothing, because you actually do get 2 for the regular price of 1 plus 1 cent. And you can buy as many of our advertised items as you like on the same plan. There are hundreds of them, including
cough and cold remedies, headache tablets and health tonics, mouthwashes, rubbing alcohol, shaving cream, blades and lotions,
toothpaste and powders, writing paper and sundry household needs.
Yes, and many, many other things that you buy from the drugstore every day in the year. And remember, these are all highest quality products, unconditionally guaranteed by Rexall.
Hollow.
Yes, Ken?
Tell them how to get ready for the sale.
Oh, that's a good idea. Friends, your Rexall druggist now has a printed list of the items in this great sale. Ask him for that list today. Take it home and study it. Mark all the things you're going to want to save money on when the sale opens. Then on Wednesday, go to your Rexall drugstore with your list and buy at least 2 of each item on it. In every case, you'll get them both for the regular price of 1 plus 1 cent. Don't miss this sale. It lasts just 4 days, begins Wednesday and ends at closing time Saturday night. But remember, many items may be sold out quickly, so better plan to shop at your Rexall drugstore on the opening day of the sale. That's why I say, remember Wednesday.
Very nicely done, Harlow. And as a reward, I'm going to introduce you to a very nice young lady that I was out with last night, Miss Judy Canola.
Reward? I'd better go back to Rexall and get 2 boxes of aspirin.
Howdy, Mr. Murray.
Make it 4, Harlow. I'm in on this, too. Hello, Judy. I'd like you to meet my friend, Mr. John Conte.
Gosh, he sure is a skinny fella.
No, Judy, this is a microphone you're looking at. Judy, Mr. Conte is a singer.
Now, that's mighty interesting. Say, Mr. Conte, do you know that lovely song, A Skunk Ain't Nothing But a Polecat?
No, I don't, Judy.
You know, will you be mine in pig killing time?
Well, I don't know that one either.
How about that new one? I don't mind you kissing me, but give me back my gun.
No, Judy, I'm sorry.
Mr. Murray, I'm afraid your friend's around me.
Yes, Judy, strictly short haircut. Judy, we had a lot of fun last night, didn't we?
I'll say we did. Dancing always pleases me. And I learned something, too.
What did you learn?
Mr. Ken Murray ain't no kin to Mr. Arthur Murray.
Oh, you shouldn't complain about him, Judy. In times like these, we all have to accept substitutes.
That's enough out of you, Connie. By the way, Judy, have the new restrictions had much effect on folks in your vicinity?
Come again?
Have things changed down home? For instance, have they gone back to using horses in the farm work?
I reckon not. Pa wrote me just yesterday that he was still plowing the west field with my Aunt Cornelia.
Don't you have a horse?
Yeah, but he's just for show. Why, that there horse is just like two of the family.
No, you mean one of the family.
I said it right. He's got a face like my brother Zeke and teeth like my sister Annie.
He must be a beautiful horse. Do you let him sleep in the house with you?
Oh, Lordy, no, Mr. Murray. We're afraid he might step on a chicken.
Well, Judy, when you ride home, you'd better tell the folks that some things will be soon mighty hard to get. Things like automobiles.
Oh, that don't bother us none. Why, Zeke just bought him a new one, and the first day he had it, I walked out, and there he said a yelling, "Somebody done stole the steering wheel."
Well, had they?
Just no. Darn fool was sitting in the rumble seat.
Judy, now listen, if autos don't bother you, other things might.
For instance, what, Mr. Murray?
Well, there'll be no more washing machines.
Well, I'll be dogged if that ain't the meanest trick I ever heard. The men folks sure will be mad.
Because they can't get washing machines?
Yep. Seems like if a man wants to marry a wife, he should be let to.
You're absolutely right, Judy. Play, Meredith. In the ceremony, the judge will probably say, "Do you take this woman to be your lawfully wedded carpet sweeper?"
Strike the chord for liberty again. Thank the Lord for liberty again. The years may come, the years may go. Yeah, our children always will be first to know the story of the Bell of Liberty. Ringing out to tell of liberty, a nation blessed beyond the rest throughout all eternity.
Thank you, John. Now, before Ken Murray returns to the microphone, let me remind you, remember Wednesday. For Wednesday is the opening day of the Rexall Original 1 cent sale. Go to your Rexall drugstore today and get the printed list of the items in this sale. The long list of our advertised items, which you may buy at 2 for the regular price of 1 plus 1 cent. Study that list, mark the items you need, and remember Wednesday at your Rexall drugstore.
Say, Judy, how'd you like to come out to my house for dinner tonight? There's no food shortage up our way, you know.
Well, ain't none down home neither, Mr. Murray. We all have plenty of stuff left over for meals.
Really? What do you do? Just let it go to waste?
No, we always either keep pigs or boarders.
So long, folks.
Listen to the Rexall Parade of Stars next Tuesday for more music, laughter, and song. See your local newspaper for the correct time and station. And remember Wednesday, opening day of the Rexall Original 1 cent sale. There's a Rexall drugstore in every community in the nation. Shop at the one nearest you during the Rexall Original 1 cent sale and get 2 of our advertised items for the regular price of 1 plus 1 cent. This is Harlow Wilcox saying so long until Tuesday for Ken Murray, Judy Canova, John Conte, Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, and your Rexall drugstore.